Our great friend is Eric Spoonmore. I saw your bonfire the other night, buddy. Well, that warmed me up just looking at it.
Yeah, it was a nice little taste of fall over the weekend. And here we are, you know, in early September, and this time of year it can be really beautiful in southern Indiana. So get out there and enjoy it while we can, right?
Just to put it in perspective, the record low was 45 in 1986. So we've been hovering around that here for the last couple of nights. We don't need any of those crazy records. We'd like to make the rain go away on the weekend. I can only use my powers for so much good. Mayor Kerry Thompson is going to join us tomorrow at 4:10, so everybody can write that down in their day planner as well. But you had a very busy week last week, getting together with all kinds of groups from all kinds of places. Let's start with the CIB and what's going on there. We know the convention center project is going to be a huge part of this community going forward. And consternation, kerfuffle. What are the words I'm looking for? It doesn't sound like the city council was all behind on what's going on. We do have to do this together. I'll let you give our listeners the thoughts on what you learned last week of what's happening locally.
Yeah, well, you know, the convention center is going to be, a huge part of the future of this community going forward, and it's been a huge part of our community going back several decades now, too. And so, you know, I think it's important that we support our convention center. This organization and the people who work there, you know, they have done such a wonderful job over the last 30, 40 years of, you know, really putting their best foot forward to welcome our visitors, to welcome IU families when they come to town, to welcome our residents when they have their events and our different businesses and organizations and nonprofits while they're over there. I mean, we've all been to the convention center. We know the wonderful job that they do with being hospitable. And so they're very much deserving of our support, and we look forward to seeing them grow and expand and do even more for our community. So we had a budget presentation to the city council on Wednesday last week. So this was the Capital Improvement Board budget that has to be approved by the city council, because the city council holds the food and beverage tax funding that will be used for the expansion of the Monroe Convention Center. And so we presented the 2025 budget. It was around $900,000, mostly, about 99% of it was for design fees that would go to architects. Our owner's rep, they get fees for working with the architects and coordinating all of the huge amount of work that's involved with designing the convention center. And then in addition, you know, fees for professional services like our controller and our attorney fees and all of that stuff. So pre-construction as well with our contract manager. So we presented that budget to the city council. It passed 7-2. There was some concerns that were brought to our attention about a preliminary design that involved a skywalk that would connect from the existing convention center over to the new expanded convention center. And so apparently for a couple of the members on the city council, they did not want to see any skywalk connections. They thought that that would interfere with visitors coming to the convention center and interacting with our downtown, and so they didn't want them to be isolated in a skywalk. We heard from other council members that, you know, they thought it was reasonable to have a skywalk. So that kind of it was kind of interesting to see how the council divisions were on the concept of a skywalk. But
that to me is arguing what kind of cake frosting we got on the cake. Let's bake the cake first, and let's we're all going to eat cake and enjoy it. But you know what? If it's got a little chocolate in the vanilla, I can handle that. I mean, it might not be my favorite flavor, but why is that happening now? Shouldn't we be more about getting shovels in the ground and doing all that? Or is this a shot across the bow to let you know that once the design comes up, we're going to have our design fingers in it? I don't know how any of this works, and I'm guessing my listeners don't know all those answers either.
Yeah, I mean, it was a little confusing, I guess, to hear that, you know, certain council members thought that they were, you know, supposed to be designing the convention center. We're clearly in the interlocal agreement between the city and the county. It's the Capital Improvement Board that's appointed by those individuals from the county organizations and the city government organizations. It's the Capital Improvement Board that will be doing and approving the design. So, you know, these are things that we work through, and but I agree, you know, it's now is not the time to be, you know, overly focused on preliminary designs of, you know, things that aren't going to be the main focus of this expanded center. And certainly the Skywalk will not be a main focus of our expanded convention center. That's not what it's about. It's about growing, so that we can accommodate more visitors here in the community, to have those conferences here, to put our best foot forward for Bloomington, so that we can really take advantage of all the economic development benefits that will come from that, and that our businesses will be able to benefit from as well, too. So when we have visitors coming to Bloomington and we're able to accommodate more of them for the conferences that they want to hold here, that means they're going to be spending their money in Bloomington, and that money is going to come from outside of the community to inside of the community, and that is a great thing when you can have that happening. And so we just want to take advantage of, you know, as much of that economic development benefit that we can. We know it's going to help our businesses. We know it's going to help our community. It's going to raise tax dollars so that government can help improve the quality of life further here in Bloomington. And those are all good goals, I think, that we should strive to.
Eric Spoonmore, the president and CEO of the Greater Bloomington Chamber of Commerce, also sits on the CIB as the treasurer. And, well, if we're going to get shovels in the ground in 2025, well, I'm not the bearer of bad news here, but I stare at my calendar. Well, we've got the rest of September, October, November, December. That's, what, 110 days till 2025? Now, I know it's not going to start January 1st, but we're in the getting close stages, aren't we?
Yeah, you know, I think our next big goal that we're looking towards right now is getting the debt or the bond issued that will allow us to have the funding in place to get started in earnest on the construction. So right now we've collected about, oh, $18, $19 million in food and beverage tax receipts that will go towards the convention center expansion, and we've collected that money over the course of about 6 years. And we're finally now starting to spend some of that money that's built up with the architects and the preliminary designs and so forth. But we're going to need a lot more when it comes time to do the actual construction. And so that's why we have to issue a bond. We're looking at a bond issuance of about, oh, it's estimated between $52, $56 million, somewhere around there. The bond council and the bankers and the financial analysts will compute those numbers much further and give us a much more detailed number on what that final amount will be that we can bond for. But we're estimating somewhere around $52 to $55 million, and that would all be based on future food and beverage tax receipts. So this will not be a bond that's based on property taxes or anything else other than the food and beverage taxes that are paid. They call that
this tax is doing exactly what it's designed to do.
Exactly. The tax is doing exactly what it was designed to do, to provide the funding to allow us to expand the existing convention center. So that's kind of the next big step. And we hope to have that bond issued by very early 2025. Once that happens, then we can really begin the process of construction, shovels in the ground, cranes, all that stuff going soon after that.
Eric Spoonmore, the president and CEO of the Greater Bloomington Chamber of Commerce and also serving on the CIB as treasurer. You got a meeting coming up. Let's see, today is the 9th, so that's going to be next Monday. That is for public feedback on the convention center expansion. What are you hoping to hear from the public? What time and where is this meeting going to be?
So this meeting is going to be on Monday evening, beginning at, it's going to be at the convention center, I believe at 5:30 p.m. There's a competing meeting that night with county government where they're going to be discussing a local income tax increase for the new jail. So, you know, there's a lot of civic things going on in the community that night, but we hope we can hear from as many people as possible that are interested in this project. And really the goal is to get their feedback on the three preliminary designs that we've seen so far. And all the TIB members will be there. We'll be collecting that feedback, and that's going to help us continue to work with the architects to distill down that final design that we'll have for the convention center. So nothing that we've seen yet is permanent. It's all, I think what we're going to eventually see is you take those three schematics that we've seen, and, you know, to some extent, we'll probably end up morphing all three of those together to come up with a final design that will be really unique to Bloomington, and something that this community is going to be very proud of for decades and generations to come. So it will be a transformative project, and we really want to hear the feedback from our residents on what they want to see this convention center look like in a very important part of our downtown.
Speak now or forever hold your peace. Well, not now. Next Monday, 5:30 Convention Center. We will remind you about that as we get closer and closer and closer to it. Yes, it's a project that's going to be, transformative of the southern portion of downtown and how that all connects together. Very exciting times. Well, how's business, buddy? You still putting people in the chamber right, left, and center? I mean, it doesn't seem like anything here is shrinking. It seems like we are expanding and moving and growing in the right direction. How's the business community here as summer is transitioning into fall?
Hey, things are really energized right now. There's always just a huge amount of enthusiasm as we get classes started back at IU, and you just see the town come back to life, which is what I love about Bloomington. You know, it's nice to have that little break over the summer. Things get a little bit slower. You can go out and not have to wait in line for restaurants. But, boy, I really love it when the students are back. It just, you see so much life injected into the community. And, yeah, business is good. You know, we're adding new members to the chamber. Just last month alone, we had 13 new members, a few rejoins that came back to join us. So that's great. You know, it was a great month for us. And I think it's really a signal that there's a lot of energy right now in the business community and a lot of enthusiasm around the chamber and the work that we're doing. And so we're able to attract a lot of these new small businesses to come join us. And I'm also really proud to report that we have fully sold out the 109th annual meeting and community award celebration that we're going to be holding on September 26th. Now, this is about 3 weeks away. I don't know if we've ever had that event fully sold out with 3 weeks to go. So,
well, you moved it to dinner time. That's what you, evening time. That's going to help.
Yeah. We moved it to a dinner event, and so we're super excited to have all of those people in the convention center. I think, you know, if you're one of the lucky ones that are able to get in there, when you're crammed in that convention center, you'll see the need for an expanded space for sure. But it's just always nice to do that. We've got some great award winners that we'll be recognizing that evening, and it's just an awesome time for the business community to come together and really celebrate the work of the chamber, the work of our members, and all of their accomplishments over the last year.
You can head to chamberbloomington.org to see all the great ways you can get connected if you are a business owner, or if you're it doesn't matter what size of business. It's just be part of the group. And you have a big magazine that comes out annually. At least you restart this last year? I can't connect Bloomington. You got to hurry up. It's Friday's the deadline if your business wants to advertise, right?
That is, yeah. You know, we started this last year, Connect Bloomington, and it was a tremendous success for us. And you can find these magazines all over the community. We have a hard time keeping them in stock at a lot of places, actually. But really great magazine, community guide. And then what I like about it is, you know, there's a business directory in the back. And so, when we're leaving these at hotels and we're leaving them in doctor's offices and dentist's offices and the convention center and restaurants and so forth, people in the community will pick this magazine up and they'll see all of the businesses that are associated with the chamber that are chamber members. And when they're looking for you know, whatever services it may be. It's a great way for them to have quick access and reference our chamber members. Lots of really cool stories in the magazine that are very unique to Bloomington and our history and our community and all the things that make it so special. And so we're really excited for this next edition that will be coming out at the beginning of the year is when it'll be published, at the beginning of 2025. But we are doing all of our advertising sales right now. We've got a whole bunch of them in the hopper from a lot of our local businesses, but the deadline for getting those in, if anybody's interested, is Friday this week. Great way to get exposure in the community for your business. And, yeah, give us a call, contact us, go to our website, and find out all the ways that you can get involved there.
Now, the business part of it is part of it. So is the social part of it and the community part of it as well. And Business After Hours is a monthly get-together to network, have fun, tell stories, and tell the story of what's happening in Bloomington. And this week, you head to the mill, or this week, this month, you head to the mill. That's going to be coming up next week.
Yep, Wednesday, September 18th, we'll be over with all of our friends at the mill over in the beautiful Trades District. You know, if you haven't been to the mill lately, there is so much going on in that area of our community. They've got the new, what they call the Forge, which is the new tech center that is going up very rapidly. I believe they're on schedule to have that thing completed by the end of this year. But it's going to be quite a nice addition. We've been hearing some rumors about a new boutique hotel that will possibly be going in there. So lots of really cool things going on in the Trades District. And this will be a great opportunity for our members to come down there, see all the extraordinary things that Pat East and his team at the mill have going on. It's just we're so lucky to have that facility and that amenity here for our startups and our entrepreneurs and the innovation ecosystem here in Bloomington. We are very, very fortunate for the work that they do over there and to have that beautiful facility here.
Well, we're fortunate for having you join us when we beg for information, my friend. I enjoy every time we get together. Yeah, they said a big $16 million grant, right? Then they get a big, you know, I'll run it.
Yeah, well, that was through through the Lilly Foundation.
Okay.
And Indiana University submitted that, and it's a way that, you know, IU is working within the community here. And so, yeah, the Trades District will benefit greatly from that $16 million grant that will really boost a lot of the work that they're doing over there, too. So, yeah, big congratulations to Indiana University and a huge thanks.
Yeah, we got to do this together,
IU,
don't we?
For their partnership with the community and making, they have been very, very involved in the local business community and the community in general, and so we really appreciate that leadership.
Absolutely. I'll get my buddy Mike Trotsky on here at some point to get me the roadmap of all of this, because nobody, and I mean nobody, gets more confused with the trades, the mill, the forge. Oh, geez. I mean, I can tell you batting averages from 50 years ago, but I always have a hard time of keeping that all together. But it's, as you said, and as you mentioned accurately, it is fantastic to see the growth in that area that was, I don't want to say dilapidated, but it was dilapidated, and it's coming back to life and just adding another great layer to our business community here locally.
Oh, yeah. Yep, absolutely. No doubt about it.
All right, buddy. Great stuff as always. We appreciate you checking in. Busy week, busy month, as we've told our folks. We will get caught up with you before the big night on Thursday on the 26th and see what is happening so we can get a little feedback on from those community meetings and everything else that's going on. Thank you so much, my friend. And help the Lord help the Colts. You remember that song, Duke Tomato? And you remember that one?
Yes.
I don't want to start playing that in week one, but you can't give up 200 yards rushing. Can't do that.
No, and it's gonna be tough next week too. But hey, how about those Hoosiers?
That's better.
How about those Hoosiers?
11 touchdowns. That's a little bit easier to stomach. Well, they got a big one too. So, my Jet's in the shop. Can we take your Jet to Pasadena next next Saturday? Can we do that?
There we go. Yeah. Sounds good.
Party of one. I will help serve drinks or whatever else is necessary. Great job, buddy. Enjoy this, crazy week of temperatures, 44 to 90. That's we've been doing that here for 2 or 3 weeks. And we'll get caught up with you before the big meeting.
Thanks, class. I look forward to it.